Mondays that we could be doing something.
They don't do days off here, really.
And even last week was Rex.
But last week was busy, and then the weekend was busy as well, so
yeah.
I'm sort of more caught up in this room.
Mm.
We had a nice time for
Hi.
Inspector Morse
Hello.
Last night, which helped us record.
Oh, yeah?
On this one, I just not answer that.
We did not.
What was this? What did we do last time?
We fought.
Fought? We would never fight.
Not to lighter anyway.
Well, which one of you gives in then?
We don't actually fight much, do we?
Give you the Walkman at the end of it.
No.
Are
you having to record tonight?
I'm not saying recording it all, just the gap before you.
It's on now.
It's good, isn't it?
Had to keep everybody quiet while Dad was talking.
And I don't know if they stand the size of that, but anyway, it's 2.5 feet long. Three or so inches diameter.
Gosh.
I had to be dead in my bag.
Did they do a special candle there? That's what it was doing for these
things.
Oh,
yeah. They did not last long time. The wax there was really hard.
They're special wax. They're like proper wax or something. They're not like domestic type candles.
They're much harder. They're certainly paraffin wax. They used like a different consistency.
You can now get candles that in fact aren't proper candles. You
yeah,
pull them in the middle and it burns up so that they never
they look like
down.
A candle.
Just look like candles. That's a sweet one. It's like electric light bulb.
The electric candle.
Yeah. Like when you go around National Trust homes and they're all wired up.
Flick the lights.
I didn't bring any songbooks, did you? I was just thinking
that's
2 minutes ago.
Last
thought,
week as well.
Well, 2 minutes I thought, oh, she's brought some books. I was a little keen and enthusiastic to find some songs. But it would have been a lot of effort
just
on your
part. You know, down the drive, and I thought, oh,
yeah.
I've been in and out of church and things a lot today.
Yeah. No, it's alright.
It's more convenient for you to go in that church for anybody else.
Oh, it is. Yes,
it is. Nonetheless, it's a little bit of a strain.
Oh, I must be Friday then. I knew they were going away the week for the weekend.
Oh, very nice too.
Going down to see
Mum. Mm. I vaguely remember saying about it. Mm.
Is it Triffid about to get
you? Oh no, kids are going to be in. I shall move in a minute.
It's a funny old plan though. The leaves fall off every now and then, so it gets stalkier and stalkier as time goes
yeah.
on.
Yeah, well, I've got an ordinary yucca.
To part with it. It came from Aunt Donovan.
Mm. So I've got an ordinary yucca, just keep peeling the bottom ones off. It's good. Actually, it's a better shape now, it's getting longer.
Our yucca's dying.
Well,
that could well be.
Look
at its poor leaves.
Well, I think I overwatered it.
Oh,
and now I'm deciding to
start.
They're really desert.
I don't water them long enough. I wait till one of the leaves starts to go a bit yellow and then
I'll
water them.
All of them, a lot of them have gone.
I don't like them personally. Mm. Yeah,
what's
it
called?
Somebody else wanted one.
Ah, here you are.
A plant we had like that. Similar variety grew up and that got so spindly.
Mm.
I thought, right, I'm going to chop it up and see what I can do with it. Chopped it off and planted the other bit, and I've got three.
Oh, that's nice.
Hello.
We've got one at work that looks like a tree. Together?
That's about 12 feet, no. About, yeah, about 12 feet tall. Off at your stairs, you see, so he's got like double height to go to. It's nearly filled that. The thing is, the fillies at the bottom, then a 6 foot gap, the fillies at the top. So you keep putting sprouts out at the top.
You won't do it like that, you have to point the knife in the face.
That's right, it's the handle.
Well then, that'll do us.
One of my lecturers, she has, so she's doing a degree. And, accidentally on the and that was it then. Instead of having, I mean, you don't think at the time, but what she should have said was, can I go away and come back for an interview another day? Because she didn't, she said she just waffled for the hour, because all she could think of was this lecture. Because if she told me as soon as she'd done the interview,
yeah.
I would have said, well, right, tell
yeah.
them,
yeah.
ask them for another go. But of course she left it until she had the results. Then told me. So writing now is a bit too late. So because she's stuck in working, selling curtains for a living, and obviously she was seeing an end to that. So I don't know what she's doing. She's coming back home, and she's got to get home.
I don't think there's really much hope of me getting it this year. I'm just being.
Is there anybody we know that good at tuitioning?
Well, I can pay for private lessons, but I really can't get a grip of it.
No, I meant just sort of somebody we know.
What
might
John reasonable
yeah.
maths?
Like if you're dyslexic, I could help you.
I think I am with numbers. Sometimes I get them all wrong.
Philip Brooks is
brilliant. I can help with maths.
You've got to know the syllabus, though. And you've got to know what... I don't know.
You've got to know what you're doing.
I can help you.
It's not a case of helping, because in the lesson, I know what we're doing. I've just got the lesson, got everything right. Ask me what I did, and I'm not going to give you. I'm going to click trigonometry, but I couldn't tell you how to do it.
That's why you need somebody you can ring up and say, look, we did this yesterday. What am I doing wrong today?
Yeah.
Mm. It goes out my head from 1 week to the next. I can't keep it. I know what I'm doing at the time.
Somebody. But again, it's somebody who knows about the GCSE actual course.
Yeah, the GCSE.
Somebody must teach it somewhere. Who?
Like I say, Mark has taken his degree in maths.
He's doing middle school maths, but he might know.
Oh, no, how to do it. You tell him what you need to know, he'll be able to tell you how to do it.
Oh, I don't know. I just need to be able to.
It's all in your books, though, isn't it?
It's all in my books, yeah. I can. If I read from a book, I can do it. I can answer.
No. For him to find out what he needs to teach you, it's all in your books, so you know.
What you need to do is to find
you've got the syllabus there.
A memory thing that will, you know, click your memory. You know how some people have a
mnemonics and stuff.
Yeah.
I can never remember those. Yeah.
No, I'm obsessed with that. But you just need something that reminds you of what you've done rather than.
No, you don't pass or fail. You get marks after.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you're on.
In class, and I panicked because I can't do it then. Like, I did cut them afterwards, and I'd written them down, but you don't get a chance to do that. If you just sit down and listen, and they read the questions, I can give you a couple of minutes to write down the answer.
Like, what sort of question?
Anything from the syllabus that you can just listen to in your head, or on a scrap of paper, and you just write it down and don't show you what you've done.
5 fives?
25?
Yeah, but can you get up to that, like, in all the other tables?
No. I can't,
like,
do
you know the 2s, 3s, 4s, and 5s tables?
2s. No.
No.
I can't
really
do that. I've
learnt 6s onwards. I can show you how dyslexics do it with
their
hands.
Yeah. I've got that sheet of paper.
Because you don't need to remember them.
Yeah, I did that.
You know, you have
to
put them together in different places, and as you add up the numbers of the left over, you can sort out.
It's a bit
complicated when you start it out, but if you can't remember them for the life of you, then it's quite good.
I mean, I have to do it, you know, 4 fours, 5 fives, and providing I remember those middles, then I can carry on. You know, anything over, you know, say 7 sevens, I know are 49, so the 8 sevens are 56, and I carry on from there. But
you
can't
do that if you've got something like, I think it's 5 seconds.
Yeah, well, I
can
do it.
And are there things like that then? Tables?
No,
or is it more complicated?
Complex. You get,
yeah, I was going to say.
You get an equation, what's X?
Right.
And you've got to know.
What's
the
X
pattern.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
And like, they give you a sequence of numbers, what comes next?
Yeah.
Oh, I could never do those.
I would hate to do that orally. I could only do that with it written down, I think.
Yeah, well, like, you can write it down. By the time you've written it down and thought about it,
you should have had the answer.
Yeah, I find that then I've done it and I've written down the answer. And then I can't think, well, which number does it go to? And by the time I've got number one, they're on about 6, and that's it, I've lost it completely. No, I can't do that either. And my project work, coursework, counts towards a certain percent of my marks, and I can't for the life of me write on that, because I don't know what I'm talking about. And you get 1% on explaining how you do it, and I've got a clue. So that's that. I can't rely on my coursework to make it mark, so that's the hour on I can't do. So that I've got to get full marks.
Why is the project work so?
You don't have to have English.
No, because I'm old.
Brilliant. I'm probably a
mature student.
I have to have done it. I have to have done it, and you know. No, I'm not that rigid. I don't quite get a pulse mark. I've done the work, and in some places they'll let me do it on that. I don't necessarily have to have an English.
With all students, I've got math, but I haven't got English.
This is O level.
A level English language and literature I'm doing. Which isn't really a problem, but I might not pass because I haven't got time. That's difficult when I'm working. I can't sit down in the evening. If I start with something boring like comprehension, I fall asleep. I can write essays when I've read the book, but finding the time to do it is difficult. Motivation as well.
I can do essays pretty lifelong.
It's all too much for me.
That can go next. What's it?
Mail?
Yeah.
Nice lad, seems to be. I like this one. Oh.
Drags us to church, he can't.
Exactly. You would come on all weekend if he's not going to America. Mm? Oh, he's not going to America because he's coming all weekend. If he's not going to America.
Did he tell you he was going to America? What did
he
say?
He said he was hoping to go and work in America.
What did he say? Tell me all that.
That's all I know.
She's frightened
for
us.
That's what he would like to do.
You're frightened to ask him, aren't you?
No, we don't talk about it. Because he told me he's coming back, but I know full well that he won't with him.
Oh, he thinks he will. Well, he told me he thought he would.
Yeah, after a year. Yeah, I think he's like, oh, I'm going.
Unless we can get a work permit.
Been before, he said. Yeah? And come
back.
They
don't always come back. They don't always use a work permit. amazing.
I know it's going for at least a
black labour there is in America.
But I don't know.
Anyway, unfortunately, it was going to go in October, which is a pity really, because that was when our weekend was.
And
you
charge
you
for a year?
Well, it didn't say I was going to stay for a year. It was sort of thinking, sort of, you know, going out there to work, and I guess sort of, what do you think, 12 months or so.
Why
is your car as crappy?
Because I haven't got any money to fix it.
That's the way she drives it, that's all.
No.
It's
completely ruined. See, I was hoping that I was going anyway in September and that was going to be it. I won't need it anymore, but it turns out that I will soon. I've got a car in it.
One fell through is sellotape and prayer. I think it's probably more prayer than sellotape.
I thought it was going to lack it down this week, so.
That's the motor. Right.
Is that high speed or low speed?
Both. There is a low speed, is
there? I have you know, I've been driving around. I just have to see how fast the galleon will get out of
the galleon.
The galleon, yes.
That's a good word.
I've been driving around.
Well, that's the trouble, really. I see when you turn late.
40-ish. Been really
sporty.
I'm going to get home.
I don't know.
Your toes. The one I had earlier in my
stocking
at work was this thick from bottom to top.
Well, it would look such as.
And they were black. This thick, and I didn't change them all day because I haven't got any money to buy any more.
You should put one the other and say it's patterned.
No, it was horrific. It really did look horrific. I had to keep. Every time I got it, I like turn them off. I can't afford to buy things like that.
Oh, do you want your bits and pieces back?
Oh, better stuff.
Yeah,
I'll just disappear.
Oh, is that? How embarrassing. What will that be?
With raised supplements with large prospect, half that size.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Don't worry about it. They were only bumbles.
We look very nice. I've lost that entirely.
Can you imagine them spending the whole... I imagine we've got some quiet musical things.
Or just have a, you know, start us off because you have to begin with something. that inspired you then to play for the next Otherwise, you just come to it cold, you're after it, but you come to it too late, you're also after it.
Everybody does this, but
I'd like to say, stay a long time, but actually, I thought
this was something very exciting.
So, seriously, I remember sleep. Part way through the end.
Come again. Come again.
Is that alright?
I'll come visiting.
Nice for you.
Do I sit?
Come for something that
maybe
not
for somebody else.
No, that's then.
We've gone out.
Yeah.
Because another time is good.
Yeah. We've done it before. Come sometime. I'll come sometime.
That's not like I'm just checking my work.
Come and see you because it's nice.
Hmm.
Oh, so nice.
I miss you otherwise, I think, because I don't see much of you anymore.
I'm doing
a story with John. It's just come to me.
Yes, anyway.